Okay, Wednesday night, the second half of the Maseches Nedarim Shir. And we're saying over Chasam Sofer that brings down the Ran that if you just say Shem Hashem, it's a Shvuah. Now the Ran brings a Raya from two Gemaras. Two Gemaras, both of them have the Shem Hashem in Aramaic. More Kola Lo To'imna. And what's the other one? More Kola Lo To'imna. When it comes to saying Shvua B'Shem, so it doesn't matter if you say the Shem in Lashon HaKodesh or in other languages. The Ran brings down More Kola Lo Achilna. So if it says in the end of Perek Shvuas Eidus and Shvuas that if you Mashbiah Barachum V'Chanun, it blives Mashbiah B'Shem, it's a Kinui. So, if you say, so the Chasam Sofer says, so if you follow along this line of reasoning, if you say More Kola or Rachmona, it should be, it's a Shvua, and you're over Lo Yisiso Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. So by the same, right, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says it blives a Shvua. So the Chasam Sofer makes a leap and says, if it's a Shvua B'Hashem, and you're able to see Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, and Lo Sishavu B'Shmi Lashoker, then L'chor it's the Shem Hashem, L'gabi Motzi Shem Shemayim L'Vatola also. And if you say it, it's the same idea. So therefore the Chasam Sofer says, first of all he says, if you just say it, there's a pella, just say it all the time, say Racham Chanon, we say the words, you know, nobody's makbid not to say those words. But the Chasam Sofer's bottom line is, first of all, that it's usur to stam say, because it's Moshe Shem. The Chasam Sofer makes the following logical leap. If the Quran brings down Gemaras, that saying just Shem Hashem is a Shvua, right? And the examples he brings down is saying Shem Hashem in Aramaic. That means, if you make a Shvua and you say Shem Hashem in Aramaic, it's a Shvua, and you overly see some. So therefore, Lechora, logically, if you just say the Shem Hashem in Aramaic, you're mostly Shem Shemayim Lubatola. That's a Chasam Sofer. That's his logical path of reasoning.
And you get Malkus as well.
What?
And you get Malkus for that.
If you say a Shvua, you don't get Malkus for being Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatol.
Right, but if you
say,
but if you make a Shvua,
that's where he got it from. Therefore, if you have a Suffolk Bracha, some people suggest by a Suffolk Bracha, an Eitzah. You're not allowed to make a Suffolk Bracha because maybe you're saying Hashem's name for no reason. So say it in Aramaic, they say. Say Berich Rachmona Mori Olma, and then say the Brachas. He says there's no Eitzah. It's also Bracha Levatola. That's the Chasam Sofer. Tomorrow night, Amid Hashem, we'll learn Shlomo Zalman, Sefer, it's on Dorm, but he takes issue with the Chasam Sofer and what he says. And this is the Shaila, if it's mutter to say Shem Hashem in other languages.
Wouldn't that become a Kinyui and not?
Kinyui of what?
Of Hashem's name.
Well, that's what we want to know. So what? So far the Chasam Sofer says it's Taka Asur. We'll see tomorrow night what the Shlomo Zalman has to say about it. And this is the issue of saying Shem Hashem, like G-D. Some people are makbid not to say it. Some people are not makbid. So we'll learn tomorrow night, Mr. Shem. We'll pick it up from there.
Wow.
I just waited for Gendy. Yeah, well, I told someone to bring it.
No, it's all that. Supposed to bring it back.
What?
Could be anything.
Our parents can. This movement, Tarte Mashma. Tomorrow's the big day. I'm going to get a question again tomorrow. Something better happen tonight. I don't know what I'm going to answer. I'm sure your parents are pressuring that way also.